You have your Bible, turn to Matthew chapter number 5. Matthew chapter number 5 tonight. We're going to look at Matthew chapter 5 and Matthew chapter 6. Matthew chapter number 5 and verse 14. The Bible says, "Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house." Now watch this. He said, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." Chapter number 6 and verse number 1. The Bible says, "Take heed that you do not your alms before men to be seen of them, otherwise you have no reward of your Father which is in heaven. Therefore, when thou doest thine alms, do not sound a trumpet before thee, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may have glory of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But when thou doest alms, let not thy left hand know what thy right hand doeth, that thine alms may be in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret himself shall reward thee openly. And when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you that they have their reward. But when thou prayest, enter into thy closet. When thou hast shut the door, pray to thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly." Verse number 16, he said, "Moreover, when ye fast, be not as the hypocrites of a sad countenance, for they disfigure their faces that they may appear unto men to fast. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But thou, when thou fastest, anoint thine head and wash thy face, that thou appear not unto men to fast, but that thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly." I want to preach tonight, just a few minutes, if God will be my help, on this thought: motivated by rewards. Motivated by rewards. As we look at this and we see the Lord is speaking to us here in Matthew chapter 5, and he's telling us to let our little light shine. Amen? So he says, "Let your light shine so that the world can see you." It said that you can be seen by men. And then it will bring glory to your Father, that your Father in heaven will be glorified by what people see you do. Amen? So he said we're supposed to do what we do for the glory of God. We do what we do, praise God, that men might see us. He said, you don't take a lamp and put it on under a bushel, but you put it on a lampstand or a lampstick, and that it giveth light for all to see. So he tells us here that that's what we're supposed to do. We're not supposed to hide what we do, but we're supposed to put it on a lampstand. Amen? But then in chapter number 6, he said, when you do things, amen? He said, that when we give our alms to the poor, we offer up offerings to the poor. If we do it to be seen, then we have our reward. So he said, you're not supposed to do it to be seen, but he said we're supposed to do it, praise God, to bring glory to God. And he said then when we pray, he said we ought to pray and we ought to go into our closet, we ought to pray and we talk to God. And when God sees it privately, he said then he'll reward us openly. Amen? Praise the Lord. And he said, he said that when we go to fasting, and we ought to fast. Amen? Hey, it do some of us good to fast a little bit. Amen? I don't think any of us would starve death if we fast a little. But we ought to give up a little something because Jesus gave up so much for us. But he says here that when we fast, he said, dress up and clean ourselves up to appear that we're not fasting to the world. But that when God sees us and he knows our heart, praise God, that he'll see us, praise God, secretly, and he'll reward us openly. Amen? So it almost seems like we got a contradiction here. God says, get out there and let your little light shine the world, let people see you so that God can get the glory. But then he says in Matthew chapter 6, he said, whatever you do, do it secret so nobody in the world can't see you. Amen? Praise God. So, but what he's trying to teach us here, that's what we do, praise God. We do all for the glory of God. Amen? Praise God. We said that these things should be done in secret. But praise God, he said, God will see us openly and reward us openly. Praise God. So we see these eternal rewards that we're seeking for. Everybody wants to have rewards to lay up in heaven. Amen? Everybody wants to have a little something that we can give back to Jesus for everything that he's done for us. So we're laying up these rewards in heaven, praise God. We're not here to be seen by man. The eternal reward, praise God. Hey, they're not lost on the good deeds that men see, but they're lost in the deeds that we do to be seen by men. Amen? Praise God. We shouldn't do what we do to say, well, look at me. We are to do what we do to bring glory to God. And that's what he's trying to tell us here. Amen? A reward to a legitimate, praise God, a motivation, a motivated for the cause of Christ. Now, should this generate some kind of an emissary mentality? Where we're going out and we're going what we're doing, praise God, no matter what, I'm going to go and do what I do so that people can see me, so that I can get glory, so God can get the glory. It's not an emissary type mentality. But it's of that, praise God, that God would use. The answer is we ought to do all that we do for God's glory. That he would be magnified. Because we love the Lord. We're to do whatever we do because we love the Lord. And we love the Lord because he first loved us. He loved us when we were miserable and no account and dirty and filthy and vile, praise God. He come to where we was, took us in that awful condition, cleaned us up, praise God, to be used of him for his own glory. So we see the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, and everything that we do should be done for his glory. Amen. But just because we love him. Now, we are introduced to the rewards stuff here by Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. To serve the Lord. It was introduced and developed by Jesus Christ himself. Praise God. As he began to minister to our heart. The main reward that we could have is being used of a service for God Almighty. That God could use you and I, praise God, that we could get approval from Christ Jesus. That we could be approved by the Lord in all that we do. Praise God. That's a tough task in itself. Amen. There's none of us perfect. And we strive for perfection, Paul said. We should strive for it. We should try to be perfect. What is perfection? That's perfect in the eyes of God. That's those that's living a righteous life. That's right in the eyes of our Heavenly Father. That he can see his Son in us. That he can be, that we can be eclipses of what his Son is. That could radiate into a lost and dying world. That's why he said that we'd put our light, our lampposts, a candlestick upon a candlestick. Praise God. So it didn't give light to the world. But he said we also hide in our closet, praise God, when we pray and when we offer up alms that our right hand don't even know what the left hand's doing, or the left hand don't know what the right hand's doing. But we give it for God's glory to be a help to those that's less fortunate than ourselves. There's a lot of that around the world today. But there's a lot of times, I talked to a person the other day, there's a lot of times that people just don't, they just don't apply themselves. They was talking about the poor in Jesus' time. You know what Jesus told them? He said, the poor you have with you always. Why would he say that? Because he knew people. He knew humanity. He knew how we were. He said, hey, some people are just not going to be motivated in any way. So you're always going to have the poor with you. You're always going to have people that's there just waiting to get a handout. But Jesus went above this, praise God, and he gave us a motivation for rewards. He set the standard for us, praise God, so that we could desire those words to be pleasing to God Almighty and God could get the glory. So we could seek out the approval of Christ Jesus himself, that we might be found pleasing unto him. Praise the Lord. Amen. So he was even that motivation. Praise God. He was motivated. Why? By rewards. You realize Jesus Christ was motivated by rewards? Amen. He was. Look over in Hebrews chapter number 12. Hebrews chapter number 12. Let's just go back to verse number 1. Hebrews chapter number 12, verse number 1. And he says this. He said, "Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us." Amen? Hey, right there is already putting us in competition. Amen? He's putting us in competition. He's putting us out there. Praise God. Making us get out of our country, making us put forth a little bit more effort. He said, "Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith." Now watch this. "Who, for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross." Amen? What did Jesus do, praise God? He was motivated, praise the Lord, by a reward. For what? For the joy that was set before him. He endured the cross. Jesus, praise God, listen, Jesus was motivated by you and me. Jesus was motivated by lost sinners in this world. Praise God. He was our example, the author and the finisher of faith. Our very Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, was motivated by rewards. You say, what kind of reward could he get? Praise God. You and me. Amen. We ought to think tonight, praise God, how Jesus counted us, you and me, as a reward. When he looked down the cross, he don't just see a lump of clay that we are, and a dirty and defiled lump of clay at that. But he sees a reward, praise God. Amen? He said, "Hey, glory." He said, "For who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross." Amen? He endured the cross because he had a reward at the end. He said the joy that he would have, praise God, because of the cross was to be able to be with you and me forever. He was able to buy you back, to purchase you out of this world and purchase you unto himself. Jesus Christ, what are you saying? I'm saying Jesus Christ was motivated by rewards. Amen. You and I ought to be motivated by the rewards that we have, that we lay up in heaven with God Almighty, praise God, because we first loved him. Because he first loved us. He first loved us. God, then we love him. Praise his name. We see God lifted up. And he goes on in this verse and he finishes off. He said, "despising the shame, the disgrace of it, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God." Amen? He sat down there, praise God, to receive his reward. Amen? That's what Jesus did. He was motivated by rewards. And you and I, praise God, today are that reward that was offered to Christ. When they asked him who'd go, he said, "Father, send me, I'll go. I'll be the price of perpetuation for sin. I'll go and I'll live and I'll die on the cross of Calvary. I'll shed my blood for them." He was motivated by rewards. I never thought about this till the other day. I was reading and I never thought about God would look at me as a reward. The Lord Jesus Christ looks at you and I as his reward. I don't want to let him down tonight. Amen? I want to be that reward that he can be pleased with. I want to be that reward, praise God, that he can take it and set up on display like it talks about in Ephesians chapter 2. I want to be that one that work, praise God, that manifest unto himself, praise that he can set up on the shelf and say, "Glory to God, this one's mine." Amen. He was motivated by reward. I want to be that reward for Jesus Christ. I want to be that one, praise God, that loves and honors him. Praise his name. He's worthy of it all. Amen. So we see the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, he introduced and developed this motivation by rewards. Amen. So should we be motivated by rewards? That's what he tells us in Matthew chapter 5, chapter 6. He said we should be motivated by rewards. Amen. Should we put ourselves out there and we're not putting ourselves out there to be seen of man, praise God, but we're putting ourselves out there that they might see Christ in us. They might see our Lord and our Savior, praise God, in the aspects of our living. Amen. We need to think about that. I've thought about that a lot lately. But the reason that people's not seeing Christ in us is because he's not prevalent in us. Amen. He's not the biggest part of us. He ought to be the biggest part. He ought to be that part that's radiating out of us that we can't contain. The light of God. We talked about this morning, that light and life of God, that if it's really in us, praise God, it ought to shine forth out of us. People oughtn't have to come to you and ask you, say, are you saved? Amen. Praise God, they ought to know by the radiance of your appearance, the radiance of your mind, the radiance of your talk, praise God. That's that light hanging, that light on a lamppost, praise God, that's shining forth to the world, that can be seen of men. Amen. Now, hey, we don't put it out there to be seen of men, praise God. We put it out there that men can see it so that they can realize the goodness and mercy of God. Praise His holy name. It's what it's there for. And Christ said He put it out there. But He said He also ought to be that one that's praise God, that's a big enough person that we can crawl into the closet. Praise God, when we begin to pray and talk to God and get a hold of Him and not afraid, praise God, to get a hold of Him. Not afraid to humble ourselves before a thrice holy God. I'm talking about motivated by rewards tonight. The rewards of getting a hold of the throne of grace. Not only for ourselves, but for those around us. Those family, those friends, those acquaintances, those co-workers, people that we come in contact with. Lord, please just help us. Lord, that You touch their heart, that I'd be a light to them. Amen. Lord, that You would stir in their hearts. That You'd give them that teachable spirit. So we can share the gospel with them. And Lord, please, give me that to say. That'll direct their attention to the throne room of grace. Amen. Praise God. There's when we offer up our alms, when we offer to help the poor and the afflicted, those less fortunate in the world than there ever were. But see, you got to be careful today because there's people out there that's just bums. Amen? You got to be real careful because you don't know who the bums are and who the ones that's really needing. People are trying to rip you off every day just because they don't want to get out there and make a living. Hello? Amen. So we've got to be very careful. What we do, we got to do from our hearts. We got to do with a prayerful attitude in the closet, asking God to help us, give us a discerning spirit. Amen. That we'd be motivated by rewards for what we do for those that's less fortunate. Amen. Even when we're fasting, that we do it in secret. Don't go around telling people, I'm fasting today and tomorrow next Tuesday. Amen. You done lost your reward. He said, when you do it, just do it in secret. You know, that little old something that you like so well. Amen. I've tried to wean myself off chocolate. It don't work. Amen. There's just something about that stuff I just love so well. It just don't work. I keep getting drawn back to it. But praise God, I'm glad God's able to. Amen. But when we fast, see, that's something that you really like, praise God. If you could just do away with for a while, just abstain from it. And say, Lord, I'm just going to give You some time. I'm going to give You glory. Praise God, I'm going to abstain from this for a time, for a season. He said, when you do that, praise God, don't go running and tell everybody about it. He said, but when you do it, praise God, you're motivated by reward. It said, God will reward you openly. When we do it in secret. So even Jesus was motivated by rewards. Amen. He was motivated by reward, by you and I being what He was looking for, what He was desiring. He did what He did, praise God, that He'd get the glory out of our lives. Praise God. Not only the Lord Jesus, what about Father Abraham? Abraham was motivated by rewards. Amen. And Abraham, Hebrews chapter number 11, just a page or two over, Hebrews chapter number 11, verse number 10. He said, for he looked for a city which hath foundations. I'm glad Abraham knew what he... See, he didn't only look for a city, he knew the kind of city he was looking for. He wasn't looking for just any city. If he was looking for any city, he would have found any city on any city boulevard. But he was looking for a city, Brother Charles, that had foundations. He wanted a city that was sure. He didn't want a city that was going to fall down and be feeble. He wanted an everlasting city. He wanted something that would stand the test of time. He said, for he looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker was God. Amen? Abraham was looking, his motivation was rewards. He wasn't really the sacrifice for the things of this world, praise God. He was looking for a city that had solid foundations and a city whose builder and maker was God. And he wasn't going to be satisfied, praise God. His motivation for reward was rewards of seeing that city. Amen. Praise God, he wasn't ready, willing to compromise in any other way. So he was motivated by rewards. Praise God. And then what about Moses? We see Moses in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 26. Well, if we go back to verse 23, just get the whole story. He said, by faith, Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months of his parents because they saw that he was a proper child. And they were not afraid of the king's commandment. And by faith, Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. Now watch this. Esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. Moses, praise God, he could have been Pharaoh's daughter. He could have been Pharaoh's daughter's son. He could have stayed in the house of Pharaoh. He could have grew up. He could have become a mighty man. But Moses wasn't looking for that, praise God. Moses was motivated by rewards, praise God. He was willing to suffer the indignities with the people of God rather than sit in the halls and the palaces of Pharaoh, praise God. He was motivated by rewards. He was more interested, praise God, in the indignities of the children of Israel than by the eloquence, praise God, in the world. Amen? Why? Because he was motivated by rewards. Praise God. He believed what God had. He said the recompense of the reward. Praise God. So that he had to gain, praise God. That compensation that he would get. So what that literally means, the compensation that he get, praise God. He said, what I got, he said, the wealth and the wit and the things of Egypt was nothing compared to what I'll get when I get to heaven. Amen. To suffer for Jesus' sake, praise God, to be called in the reproach of the children of God. He said, I'd rather be called in the reproach, praise God, in association with the children of God than be Pharaoh's son. Praise God. Why? Because he was motivated by reward. We ought to be motivated by reward. Praise God. Bless his name. Paul, what about Paul? Paul was motivated by reward. If you look over in Philippians chapter number 2, Charles read this morning. In Philippians chapter number 2, Paul was motivated by reward. He said, hold forth the word of life. Verse 16, that I may rejoice in the day of Christ. That I have not run in vain, neither labored in vain. Paul said, praise God, he said, I was motivated by a reward. Amen? He said, they was the reward there. He said, praise God, holding faith the word of life that I had, praise God, and I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that glorious day, his spirit, that glorious day when I'm in his presence. He said, that's what I'm looking for. I'm motivated by a reward. He said, it's coming a rewarding day. Praise the Lord. For those that are faithful in Jesus Christ. Paul goes on in chapter number 3 in verse number 12. And he says this. He said, not as though I had already attained, neither were already perfect, but I followed after, if that I may apprehend that for which I also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. He said, I'm trying to get a hold of something that's got a hold of me. Amen. That's kind of what the church is doing today. If you've been saved in the morning, we're trying to get a hold of something that's got a hold of us. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended. He said, I ain't got a hold of it yet like I'd like to. He said, but this one thing I do. Now this is what he says. He said, forgetting those things which are behind. He said, I'm forgetting about the past. And I'm looking toward the future. He's motivated by reward. Amen? He said, forgetting those things that were behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. He said that, he said, where I am, praise God, is not where I want to be. He said, I'm reached first. I'm motivated by a reward in the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. And he says this in verse 14. He said, I press toward the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. So Paul says, hey, listen. He said, I'm motivated by a reward. I'm looking for a reward day. He said, I'm pressing on to the prize. He said, I ain't stopping, praise God. He said, because he's motivated by a reward. He's looking to that glorious day when he will be with Jesus Christ, his Savior. He said, I'm not there yet. I don't comprehend it yet, but one day I will. He said, I have faith, praise God, to believe. Why was he doing, why was he pressing forward? Because he was motivated by a reward. Praise God. Rewards. So what is the reward that we're looking for tonight? Amen. It's that reward of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. It's the reward of being in his presence. But the reward that we have, praise God, the rewards of our love and loyalty to the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what it is, that motivated by rewards. It's not to say, look at me, because we have our reward. But it's to get closer to Christ, to show love and loyalty to him. That is where our reward comes in, youngins. That is where, I just wonder, how much do we love him? How loyal to him are we? Amen. Do you love the Lord? Are you loyal to your Savior? Or could we ease up, praise God, and improve a little in our loyalty to our Savior? Amen. What these fellows were doing, what Jesus was saying, praise God, motivated by reward, they was motivated by love, praise God, and loyalty. There's nobody ever loved us and showed loyalty to us like Jesus has. There's nobody in this world that ever loved you and showed loyalty to you like Jesus has. I mean, there's a lot of people in here that love us, and there's a lot of people that's loyal to us. A lot of people back us and help us, encourage us, pray for us. I know that. But there's never, ever going to be anybody that'll love you and show loyalty to you like Jesus did. Amen. And we ought to be motivated by rewards. And our reward ought to be, to praise God, to just to be able to show love and loyalty to Jesus for all the love and loyalty that he showed to you and I. Amen. He showed me a lot of love and a lot of loyalty that I don't deserve. I'll just be honest. I don't deserve the love and the loyalty that Jesus has showed me in my life. I don't deserve it at all. But praise God, I'm glad he ain't ever give up on me. Amen. Why? Because he was motivated by rewards. Praise God. Because he said that one day I was going to be with him where he's at. And he ain't going to give up, praise God, till he receives his reward. It just blows my mind. I just tell you. My mind ain't ever able to, it ain't big enough to comprehend the amount of God, the love that Lord Jesus has for me. That his motivated reward is that I be with him where he's at. Amen. He done everything he had to do, praise God, for me. You say, what do you mean? If I'd have been the only person in this world, Brother Chris, he'd have died for me. He loved me that much. Amen. He was motivated. His reward was me. His reward was you. So we ought to be motivated to reward, praise God, to love and show loyalty to him for all that he's done for us. Because it's been a wonderful thing. Praise God, what a blessing just to be a child of God. And we ain't finished yet because we ain't home yet. He's still working on us. Hey, that motivation for reward is still working in him, and he's still working on us. Amen. It's combination, as Paul said, I can't comprehend it. That's comprehended me. That's got a hold of me. But praise God, I'm looking for it. I'm looking for it that day that hand comes down and plucks me out of here and takes me home to be with him. Boy, what a glorious day that's going to be. Amen. And I know it's going to happen. Why? Because my Savior is motivated by reward. And I'm his reward. And he's not going to be happy till I'm with him where he is. Praise be to God. Boy, that ought to rejoice in everybody's heart. Amen. It ought to stir up in you a new desire to show him love and loyalty because he showed it to us. Amen.